Okay, good morning. This is a regular meeting of Slate Canyon PID. The time is 10:01, so we'll call the meeting to order. We have a quorum of the board present with all trustees in the room. The first item before you is a motion to approve the agenda. Any comments or changes? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, great. Next, we're on to conflicts of interest. We've received these from you and have filed them with the chair of the board. Does anyone have any additional conflicts they'd like to declare today?
No.
Okay, hearing none, we'll move on to public comment. Seeing no members of the public present, we'll turn to the action items. The first is minutes from your last meeting. Were there any comments or changes? Otherwise, a motion to adopt.
Motion to adopt.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. And we'll turn it over to Brendan or Derek to talk about the claims.
Great. So on page five of your board packet, we do have a listing of all payments that were made since the last meeting. What you'll note is that payment is for, well, it refers to capitalized interest, a payment from the capitalized interest fund, but essentially that is a payment on the bonds from funds that were set aside at bond closing, which we refer to as capitalized interest. So there was one payment of $78,825.35 paid as scheduled per the bond documents. And that's the only payment that's been made by the district in the last quarter.
Any questions? Otherwise, a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Next, we're on to financial statements.
Could I have you go to page 10?
Course.
I always do these backwards. Now that we're past the bond issuance year, maybe I don't need to, but I'm just accustomed to doing it. So, the Capital Projects Fund, which is on your screen, that is where we really last year we saw the bulk of the activity with the bond issuance coming in. But now we're on to year two of the district, and here we have our Q1 financial statement. So, all activity from January 1st through March 31st. So, in our Capital Projects Fund, this is the monies that are available for payment of. Payment or reimbursement of capital infrastructure. So what you can see in the middle column, which is our actual activity relative to our 2026 adopted budget, which is in the left-hand column, you can see that there was some interest income because we do have monies on hand available. There is some interest being earned on that, and we have a total of $14,351 earned through Q1. Under capital outlay, that's where we see the expenditure of the bond proceeds set aside for infrastructure costs. The only activity that we're showing is an invoice for engineering costs. We haven't actually processed any reimbursements, but there was an invoice submitted for those engineering costs. So we see that amount here. But if you look down at the bottom, there's an end, not the bottom, but the ending fund balance, which is second to the bottom, you can see cash or funds available of $1,500,000 for payment or reimbursement of public infrastructure costs. And if we move up one page, we'll move to our debt service fund. Megan, if you wouldn't mind, up one. Sorry,
Sorry.
I'm used to driving, so I'm just like, yeah, we'll just go up a page and on my screen I go up a screen. But anyway.
No, my fault, my fault. Here we
We
are. We got it.
got it. So we have some activity in the debt service fund. As I mentioned earlier, there were some monies set aside at the bond closing, and that's to cover some of the interest payments until the district property tax revenues start to flow through. But we have in the top section under revenues, and we do have interest income because there's monies being made available But there's monies available and in interest-bearing accounts, and so we have some interest income flowing in. Also, there's noted here is a developer advance for $4,000. We're not sure that we're going to leave that as developer advance. That's how we're reporting it today, but I'll let you know that that may or may not be. We may be able to pay the bond trustee. So that $4,000 amount is for the trustee fee. So each year, the trustee who manages all of the funds for the district, they have a $4,000 fee. So that $4,000 fee may be funded like the administrative costs and paid by the developer, but we may be able to pay that from the bond proceeds. And so we're looking into that question to make sure. But as of now, we've booked it as a developer advance funded, but we may reverse that and revise that in the books. So just giving you a heads up on that one. But from an expenditure standpoint, we did receive the trustee invoice for $4,000 for their fee, and then there is a bond interest payable payment that we did make, which we referred to earlier of 78,000. So that's the activity in the debt service fund. And then moving up to our general fund. So the general fund is fully funded by the developer for the time being until the district has its own independent revenue source. So we do recognize for 2026 first quarter a receivable from the developer of $6,411. And then those are to fund the accounting and legal costs that have been incurred to date. And so really some simple activity in the general fund for those developer advances and just the payment of general administrative costs. Later this year, you'll see some costs come in relative to the audit, and we're going through that audit process, and then also a payment of the insurance, which will flow through as well.
Okay.
Any
Are we all
questions?
caught up on invoices, Brendan, for everyone?
As of Friday, I have not seen any payments made for legal costs or the accounting costs for 2025 and year to date 2026. So I know Ben has received those. I know Ben is doing
I'll look
his
into
magic
that.
on his end, but not sure what the status is, but we haven't received the payment today.
I'll follow up on that.
And what about insurance, which is what I'm most interested in? Has that been paid, just from a liability perspective?
No.
Okay. So we're Ben, if you could make the insurance payment the number one priority, you are required under your bond documents to have insurance coverage. So I don't
Have
want.
we received that? See real fast.
Yeah, let us double check on that one.
I'm gonna see if that invoice has been received here. That's fine. I'll double check. But yes.
We'll all double check on that and make sure that we're good to
Okay.
go.
Insurance is number one, legal and accounting. We'd love to get paid, but we're happy to sit here. Just insurance number one.
Yes, gotcha. We'll get it all
Okay.
paid.
Awesome. All right. So that is the financial statement presentation for today.
Any
If
questions?
I could
Otherwise,
just,
okay.
if I can jump in, several of us have a hard stop in 20 minutes.
We're going to make that no problem. Of
Okay, thank you.
course. Is there a motion to adopt the financial statements?
Motion to adopt.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. The next item is a brand new requirement. House Bill 17 changed where you can hold meetings, which we call your anchor location. So previously it could kind of be anywhere, and now it needs to be a little bit closer to the district boundaries if you can. So is there a sales trailer at this project within the project itself or a sales house?
No, not yet.
Is there anything close to this project that's Lennar related, or should we look to like a library, fire station, something like that?
What is the distance?
In the same county?
We're in the same
We're in the
state right
same
now.
county.
I think it's the approving authority by statute. So the approving
Oh,
authority
okay.
here would be Provo. So if we have
Provo.
anything
Just name
within
Provo City.
Provo, that would be best.
We don't
Thanks.
have anything
No,
within Provo.
we don't have anything in Provo.
We will eventually just have a sales trailer and
Eventually
model
model home
that.
and all that. Yeah. But not yet.
Okay, so Betsy, do you think you want to do maybe like a library in Provo for this one?
Yeah, we'll look at the Provo Public Library. We'll look at maybe the city offices too to see if they have a room that we could use for the next meetings or meetings after May 6th.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. So the laws basically change like we were talking about. So we'll identify an anchor location for you. You don't have to do anything different. So you, as the board, can stay right where you are virtually or a different conference room, etc. Same with Pinnacle and WBA and Austin. You can stay where you are. You can attend virtually, but one person will need to be at this new anchor location in Provo to start the meeting and let members of the public participate. And that person will be Betsy until you get a sales trailer. Then we'll transition it to hopefully someone on your sales team, to cut down on
Why wouldn't
cost.
we just send one of our people down there? Why wouldn't Camden just go down there?
Oh, if you're willing to, yeah. Is that what you'd like to do? Doesn't matter to us.
I read them in
I would
here.
be all for that. I'm
The
just in Lehigh, but
time to drive to the pro, right?
Also have to post notice days
Yeah,
before.
the notice has to get down there.
Oh, the notice has to get posted down there as well. You did before.
Yes.
So it's two trips to Provo.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's up to you guys if you want to do it or not.
Do you want to start with Betsy doing the library and then think about it as your sales trailer gets on site? We can always change it. It doesn't have to be this way
Yeah.
forever.
Well, and I mean, if we're doing quarterly meetings, when our next one will be, what, 3 months from now? So July. So probably, maybe we only have two meetings down there before we have something in Provo to sit in. So shouldn't be too long, too many of them. So yeah, let's start with Betsy. That's great. Sorry, Betsy. I know you're excited to get out of it.
Oh, you're okay.
No problem. So the motion will be to adopt the resolution subject to final confirmation of a meeting location that is in Provo and works for Betsy where we can have public meetings. Is there a motion?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Turn it back over to Brendan and talk about your auditor.
Thank you. At a meeting last year, we did have a presentation to you all of a request for proposals where we presented various auditors, their associated costs, and you all made a motion and approval of Hinton Burdick, which is now Squire, and they've had a name change, but we did not have their engagement letter at that time. So you all did approve the auditor, and you've actually signed the engagement letter, but we did want to bring it forth to ratify the actual engagement letter now that we have it and it's been signed. It's just more of a formality and a kind of papering up the decisions that were made at the last meeting. I just want to make sure that that's on the record that we have Squire's engagement letter approved. And so I'm just looking for a motion to ratify the previous approvals by the board.
Motion to ratify.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Next, we're on to some non-action items, and we'll start with Austin giving us a status on reimbursements and what we need and what we have and where we're at.
Perfect. Yeah, Coleman, I've been working with Coleman mostly. He's been trickling in a few docs. I think one of the last outstanding items is design engineer's certification letter, which isn't a, in the works from my understanding. It may be worth collect. Have you guys been pretty active out there the last several months with contractors? Or
No.
that's it.
I do think there's confusion. The engineer is looking for a very specific amount of work, and I think we need to clarify what work is included in the PID. I personally felt when I saw it, there was a lot of stuff listed that isn't eligible. So I believe what would be helpful is if we got the engineer the exhibit that breaks down the items that are part of the PID for his inspection. I think there's just been a little confusion there. And I also probably think what was sent out probably needs a review because I believe that there is infrastructure that's listed that isn't available
Perfect.
for it. And I don't know, because we're all new to this, I don't really know how that process looks. I just know that I saw items that I felt weren't eligible or we didn't understand. And then as a follow-up, the engineer was like, no, I don't even get involved in this type of thing because I can't verify it.
Perfect. Well, I think we can refine that pretty quickly with an I guess a quick question here. Is the intent only to essentially reimburse for your roads and your wet utilities, or is there intent for the district to potentially own some of those parcels and associated improvements within those parcels?
The association, the HOA, are you talking
Really?
about it or the HOA?
Yeah, like so there's the parcels that are going to be owned by the HOA could be conveyed to the district and maintained by the HOA. That is an
Yeah.
option.
I
I guess the
think
question is, are we just going to keep it HOA or is there any interest in having the district take that on?
I don't think there's any interest, and I think doesn't isn't the PID governed by it can only be of a certain dollar value, right? I mean, if what are our
And that's what we were just looking at.
bonds for?
Our budget was 1.5 on capital expenditures.
So aren't we limited to spending 1.5 million? We're not going
So
to get reimbursed if we bring in 3 million, are we? We'd be glad to do that, but I didn't think that was an option.
the way to think about it, or maybe the framework, is the PID has 1.5 million in a project fund that it can reimburse you for. But because it's infinitely complex, right? This pipe, that landscaping, etc., we recommend clients certify a little bit more in that in case it would ever be challenged and there'd be some costs that are deemed ineligible. Of course, we never want that to be the case. But we recommend you have a little bit of cushion beyond the 1.5. So let's call it 1.7, 1.8. And then the more you can certify, there's a theoretical world out there where you could refinance this debt. And I mean theoretical because who knows what the market rates, the interest, the mill levy, da 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 da, where you could get reimbursed for additional costs if they were previously certified. So most clients in your situation would be looking to do something like 2 million. Because you're doing it right now, you'd get the 1.5 now. It's not much more work to get from 1.5 to 2, gives you the cost if something's deemed ineligible, and then the opportunity for additional cash if there ever was a refi opportunity.
Okay, I understand that. We'll get to that. Now we can get to 3 million on the roads.
Oh, even
So,
easier then.
yeah. So that's what I was thinking. I believe that we are not even getting to like the lowest level fruit, hardscapes, grading within the right of way, the piping, and all that. So that's what I was thinking. If we keep it simple, then we all understand what we should ask for. I think you are talking about some things that I don't understand. So, take what I say with a grain of salt. But it's our understanding that in the end, the PID will have zero infrastructure. Everything goes to the city that's in the city's right of way, and everything else that is open space goes to the HOA.
Perfect.
Is that
In terms of
what
any acceptance walks for any of the wet utilities or roadways to date?
did say it again?
Has there been any like letters of acceptance or initial acceptance by Provo or anything to date for this job?
No, because we haven't posted the bond. Because we haven't posted the bond, we've only posted the performance portion of it. So I can say work has been inspected and approved, right? Because in phase one, we're paved up and done. But I don't believe we posted the bond yet, but I'll look into that.
All right, I'll get that revised list out to the engineer. Hopefully that simplifies things on his end, and I think we'll be in great shape then.
Would you like to call a special meeting when Austin says we're ready to get the 1.5 million, or would you like to wait till your just next regular meeting?
Do you think get the money as soon as we can, have a special meeting?
How soon do we think we can get it?
I don't know. How soon do you think that would be? I
Within
mean,
a
if we're
month,
in a
sooner.
month, so we could meet in May and then again in July.
Yeah, if we want the money that quickly, then yeah.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, we will wait for Austin's word when the report's ready, and then we'll coordinate a special meeting to get you the money.
Okay. Austin, we'll have some visibility. I'm assuming you're emailing Matt directly. Is that right?
Correct.
If we can just see it, so that'll be my trigger to say, hey, do you get it? We need to get it done. And then Megan, do you want us, even though should we continue to build beyond, like you said, try and get the known infrastructure up to like a 2 million, or do you want us to just like take it as high as we can as an opportunity for something down the road? Or what should we do there?
I think the 2 million will give the coverage you need. If it's easy, meaning doesn't cost a ton of your time or Austin's time to fill up the bucket more, it doesn't hurt, but it's not intended to be pain just for pain's sake, right? You're unlikely to be able to get significantly more millions of dollars from a refi from this project. So I wouldn't just keep going and going and going. Probably somewhere between 2 and 3, if that's easy, would give you more than enough coverage.
Oregon.
Okay. Thanks for that dialogue, everyone. Thanks for being here, Austin. The last item is just confirmation. If you have not completed your annual trustee training, please do so. Happy to answer any questions about that.
Does everybody think they've finished all those
I did them
training
last year, but
courses?
I forgot them to do one this
Yeah, I think
year.
I did it for 2025. I think we have to do it again, though, right?
Didn't you send out something that we had to update?
Yeah, and you can click on this agenda for the link here, or the meeting packet for the link. Would you like us to send it out again? You have to do it once a year, unfortunately.
I guess the question is, who do you think hasn't done it? Because I think I've done it, so I need to know if I'm one of the
Sure, I haven't.
culprits
I
out
did
of
it
your
last year. I
roster.
did it last year. I haven't done it this year. You
We
done it?
think
I
just
did.
Camden's done it.
You probably did it last year.
All right, and
It's only
this.
one of the two that we had to do last year, though, right? One of them was a only one-time thing, and then this is the annual one.
So this is different than the. What were the two documents we just.
This is
It,
different.
the
Those are different than those two
$5 million.
documents.
Okay.
Those were the ones we talked about at the beginning of this.
This is the little
This is a little
training.
online training,
Yeah.
the opening of.
Yeah, there's no signing required with this. So these conflict of interest forms, that's what you signed. This is an online training. You complete it, and then you get a certificate that you email to us. Like a, remember when you were younger from elementary school, like a wall certificate that says you did it. Yay.
Thank you.
And you're welcome to print that certificate to hang in your office.
Oh,
Yeah.
yes. I was hoping to.
I was sort of hoping we could just take a marker and scratch out 2025 and put in 2026 and call it good.
Yeah, before you go any further, let me remind you this meeting's being recorded. So I know you'll complete your
Very
training as required by law. No doubt.
good.
No doubt.
Well,
Is there any other business the boards wish to take up today?
just have one quick question. So I've been talking to Zions Bank. They need a certificate of authorized signers. Is there any recommendations on who should be signers? Just the board? Is there any? I mean, should all the members of the board be signers? What is the typical? They've asked us. They don't have anybody on sign to sign for the account.
Yeah,
So.
from our experience, typically, well, you can have everybody on the board if you want that flexibility, but ultimately, you want to have at least a couple, just to make sure we have folks available. Generally, we recommend having the chair and the treasurer, and then maybe the clerk as a third if you would like, but
Okay.
yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we've got 4 minutes left. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All right.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Great to see you all. Be well.
Thank you all.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you.
everyone.
Bye.
Bye.